White, Mary, Oakland, California, October 3rd, 1889. Dear Mary, I have just learned that Sarah had not written you. I have felt badly enough I consented to go to Healdsburg alone. I was sick with a malaria headache, and yet day by day I have done that which no other ones could do: examine my things and sort my writings. And I was so worn it was hard for me. Then, the urgent appeals made for me to speak Sabbath, I consented to. I spoke Sabbath and Sunday evening, and left for Oakland Wednesday. I found the children doing well. I never saw better children in my experience. There has been no false or glossed-over reports in regard to them. I was with them 1 week, and I ought to be able to report something about them. Ella and Mabel agree together perfectly and act like two little women, and yet all the pleasantness of childhood combined. I was lying upon the lounge, my head aching badly. Ella May said, "Shall I rub your head, Grandma? I used to rub Mama's head, and she said it made her feel better, and I will rub your head." She wet her hands in cold water and put them on my hot and aching head, and it was a relief. But it amused me to have her ask like an old practitioner, "Will you like the bare stroking, or the vibrating motion, or trembling motion?" I said, "My, where did you learn these movements?" She said, "That is the way she was treated once when she was sick." Then Mabel saw what Ella May was about, and she wanted a hand in it. So she must run to the pump and wet her little hands, and, not being so well versed as Ella just where the application was essential, she stroked her little hands over my nose and eyes and cheeks, and then, with due solemnity, would look up in my face. "Is your headache better, Grandma?" I could truly answer, "Yes, it is, my darling." For the influence of the water cooled my head, and the stroking of the little hands had a soothing influence. I found my affections so strongly entwined with these little ministers of kindness and mercy that I was loath to separate from them. If these little ones are not Christ's lambs, I do not know where we will find the lambs of Christ's fold. Oh, what may not be done with the little ones by instructing them early! The lessons you have so patiently given little Ella will be as lasting as eternity, and will be reflected upon Mabel. Yes, all the good fruit we see now is from the planting of the seed upon the prepared soil of the heart. Praise the Lord for His goodness. Praise His holy name. Mary, the Lord is good. Our meetings are very large, and the more difficult to handle. But the Lord is in our midst. A good work is being done. I met many souls who have been converted during the past year. W.C. White is a stranger to me. Committee meetings and continual responsibilities are keeping him fully and hard at work from early morning until sometimes late at night, and even from morn till early day, 1 or 2 o'clock. I hope you are of good courage in the Lord. He is your refuge and strength, a very present help in time of need, your best and abiding friend. He will strengthen, He will revive, He will heal you. Praise His holy name. Rest without worriment in His love. I must close this hasty letter. I was in the morning meeting and labored through the meeting. I am to be in the 9 o'clock meeting to speak in reference to gifts and offerings to God. I am to speak this afternoon in the general meeting at 2:30. Be of good cheer, dear child. Be free and trustful in God. Mother.